You're listening to Women Speaking Truth, a podcast that inspires women to know God deeper and equips them to take the next step in their God-given callings. My name is Andy Bruce, and I'm so passionate about helping women develop their character and understand their callings that I went out and got a doctorate degree in leadership. Now I'm sharing practical tools about leadership development through a biblical lens so that God can empower and ignite ordinary women like you and I to make His impact on our world. Hey, my friends, welcome to the podcast. These days, we're talking about what to do when God gives you a vision. Like when God comes and interrupts your normal mundane life and invites you to join His invitation to expand His kingdom, what do you do? And then what do you do second? How do you know this vision is from God and that you're not just going crazy and making it up? How do you understand the vision that God's given you? Like literally, how do you understand that? What does it mean and what are you supposed to do with it? And what do you do if God hasn't given you a vision? Are you off the hook? Nope. So then what? Like literally, what do you do? What do you not do? These are the kinds of things we're talking about. I'm really excited about today because we're talking about three common mistakes women make when it comes to vision. And friends, women have a hard time with vision. There's loads of research out there on this very topic. For more on this, check out the last two episodes. And because we know women have a hard time buying into vision and trusting that they're capable of carrying a vision, it just makes sense that women would make lots of mistakes when it comes to vision. And literally, do I get this? Because I've been the one who makes really big mistakes when it comes to vision. I want to share with you these mistakes because I don't want you to make these mistakes. But then at the very end, what we're going to do is, okay, so you know what? I kind of think we're all going to make these mistakes to some extent. What do you do to correct course? So let's start by breaking this down. Let's talk about three mistakes women make when it comes to vision. In the last episode, we talked about what the Bible says about biblical vision, and I defined it like this. Biblical vision is initiated by God, inviting a follower of God to expand the kingdom of God. Because when I was looking in scripture, and I mean really looking, but doing kind of a cursory glance of all the times, or at least many of the times that the word vision or dreams is used in scripture. So that's where we're always going to start is what does the Bible tell us? Not what does the world tell us? Not what do I or you or our opinions or feelings tell us? But what does the Word of God tell us? And specifically when I looked at vision, this is what I got. Biblical vision is initiated by God, inviting a follower of God to expand the kingdom of God. In plain speak, vision is when God moves and He initiates something with you. And He shows you an idea or a picture or a problem and invites you to join Him as He does something. And this is right where people who receive vision from God start making mistakes. So mistake number one that women make is they inflate the vision God gave them. That's it. They inflate the vision. So let's think about this. What happens when you inflate something? It gets bigger. Think about inflating a balloon or a blow-up pool toy or an air mattress. What you do when you inflate those things is you add something, air, to the balloon or the pool toy or the air mattress, and it gets bigger quickly. And when something is quickly added to the balloon or the pool toy or the air mattress, it looks nothing like it originally did in the first place. Now, for the balloon or the air mattress or the pool toy, this is great because adding the air to it makes it functional, right? But when it comes to inflating the vision that God gives, adding something to that vision is bad. Because just like the balloon and pool toy and the air mattress, when something is added to it, it looks nothing like it first did. And when we add something to the vision God gives us, man, its appearance or original intention changes, which is kind of like a big problem Because then how do we obey and follow God if we've changed the thing that he originally intended for us? So the question becomes, what is it that women add to the vision that God gave them? Good question, and really important. When God gives vision, people often add, drumroll please, what do we add? Are you ready for it? Because I'm telling you, the answer is so simple, it's going to be crazy easy to miss. When God gives vision and people add to it, people add themselves. I know, really shocking. But they do, and I have, and it doesn't work. So what do I mean when I say women add themselves to the vision? Here's what I mean. They add their own interpretation to the vision. Maybe they add their expectations. They add their own narrative of how this thing is going to turn out. They add expectations that they think God and other people have on themselves. And without even realizing it, they add their expectations on how others should treat their vision or join their vision. They add their own glory. Boy, are we good at that. Or their own brokenness. God, I could never do this. Why did you choose me? Or their own sense of worth or their lack of worth to the vision. I mean, honestly, this list of what we add to the vision that God gives us can go on and on and on. We add timeframes. We add more stuff. We add to-do lists to the vision. We add expectations. We add pressure. Like, now I have to do this. And suddenly, the new vision looks absolutely nothing like the vision that God originally gave. So I want to give us some room. Actually, I want to give you some room to push back on this. Because if I were listening to this, I'd be like, hey, I get that. I get that that is really off course. But seriously, Andy, we're just human beings. And it's really natural to add our humanity and interpretations to the vision. So like, how does that not happen? And I would tell you, if you push back in that way, like, honestly, we're humans and we will add our human thing to the vision God gave, I would be like, yep, I totally agree. But the difference here between just adding our humanism and adding what I'm talking about in problem number one is the word inflation. The mistake is made when we inflate the vision God gave us with our own stuff, and we further inflate it with our interpretations, our brokenness, our fear, our ego, and we just keep pumping and pumping and pumping our stuff into and on top of and around and underneath the vision that God gave. You see, that's totally different than just adding our humanity to it. Because when we inflate the vision doesn't look anything like what God originally gave. Just like the balloon and the air mattress didn't look at all like what it was originally at the end after the air mattress, or I'm sorry, after the air was added. So let's put this in real terms. Let's play this out with an example to understand how this could work and how it actually might look in real life. Okay. Let's say God gives Sarah, just a random girl named Sarah, a vision. Sarah was doing an everyday thing that you and I do. She was just driving. Maybe she was driving home from work. When suddenly God showed her something, it was like a picture or an idea of the house that she just passed while driving. And she's passed this house 100 times before. But today is completely different because God is giving her a vision. And in this picture, she's bringing an orange cranberry muffin and a box of tissues to this house. And she knocks on the door and she says hello. And she explains that she was driving past this house and she felt like God told her to bring orange cranberry muffins and tissues. That's Sarah's vision. And she has this breakthrough encounter because God broke through her ordinary physical world to talk to her and invite her to expand the kingdom of God. This is vision. And Sarah's excited. She can't stop thinking about what God showed her. She keeps running the vision through her mind's eye and she's praying for whoever lives there. And she's like, yes, God. Then, without her even realizing it, she begins to inflate the vision with her own interpretation. And she adds more and more and more to the vision that God gave her. She pictures herself praying for whomever lives at the house. And then she's like, oh my goodness. And the house next door looks totally run down. And I've seen kids playing at that house. I'm supposed to make them muffins too. Okay, I wonder if they even like orange cranberry muffins. And oh my goodness, how many, I wonder about their neighbors. And maybe they have other siblings that I don't even know are there. How am I going to bake enough orange cranberry muffins in time to do this? And how am I going to get the money for all this? And what do I say to them? And she is now thinking God called her to a neighborhood orange cranberry muffin ministry that probably should have a kids ministry added onto it one day because of the house next door of the one in the original vision that God gave her. Now, Sarah is totally overwhelmed. She's freaking out because she inflated the vision. And that's what leads to mistake number two. The second mistake women make when it comes to vision is backing away from the vision. So, and the first mistake that is made by so many women is we inflate the vision with our own stuff. And it happens so quick and so easily. And often we don't even realize we're doing it. It's like our mind is on a runaway train. The second mistake when it comes to vision is backing away from the vision. Like literally taking steps, backing away from it. So it's like this. When God first comes to you and he shows you something that he wants you to do at first, you're like, woohoo, yes, God, this is what I've been waiting to happen. I've been praying and waiting for this. I've spent lots of time being like, God, what do you have for me? How can I join you? If there's something you have for me, show it to me. I want to join you. And on those kinds of prayers go. We're filled with joy because God broke through our little world with a vision, inviting us to expand his kingdom. Then things can turn south and we realize, crud, God broke through to me and talked to me and showed me something he wants to do through me. By the way, capital M-E, me. Suddenly this vision is so centered on me and not God and not the people that God is showing me. It's about me. This is probably, in my experience, and from what I've seen with friends, the primary motivation of backing away from vision is because that vision is no longer about joining God. That vision is instead about protecting me. So when we're right here protecting me, something very subtle happens. I'm telling you, this thing is so subtle. It's hard when I'm in the moment to realize that this has happened because it is crazy subtle. So what happens that's really subtle is you stop talking to God and you start talking to yourself. Because remember, it's not really about God anymore. When we back away from vision, usually me and protecting me is my primary motivation. And I can tell this is what's happening when I stop talking to God and I start talking to moi, me. And suddenly I think I have to get this done. I have to run. I'm going to get this all wrong. I'm going to mess it up. I can't do this. God, you must have lost your mind. He's lost his mind. I know what's happening. I bet God told that to me so that I could tell Susie Q over here that God's really given me a vision for her to implement. You stop talking to God and you start talking to yourself. And you start to say to yourself, I can't do what God invited me to do with him. I can't. So what should I do? Run and hide. And you kind of freak out, right? We've all been here to some extent. And you back out of vision. You convince yourself that you made the whole thing up. Or, I love this one, that the timing just isn't right. Because we all know God's so bad with his timing. Ha, ha, ha. Or we convince ourselves that God should just choose someone else who is far more qualified. And that this just is not a good fit for me. Oh, my friends, don't make this mistake of backing out of vision when God has already showed you and invited you into Him accomplishing the vision and expanding His kingdom. It is all His work. It is only the work of God. My friend, you and I, we are only called to obey and to love. That's it. God does the work. And man, oh man, when God invites us into a vision, does something real subtle shift from low gear to high gear? And we think we got to get out of here because we're not up for the task and God must be off His rocker. Oh, don't make this mistake of backing out a vision. Personally, I know very, very well what it is to think, God, I can't do this. I know, God, that you can, but I'm telling you, I can't. I ruin everything. Please, please, God, please don't ask me. Don't make me do this. And you know what happens? God waits for me. God waits for me. And He reminds me of what the vision that He gave me was. And then He waits a little bit more. And He gives me these tiny nudges. Like just when I think He's moved on or He's forgotten what He's asked me to do, it's like, there it is again. This little vision that God's inviting me into until I finally trust Him enough to say, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll join you. Yes, Lord, I will do what you are clearly incessantly inviting me into. And so praise God that He is patient and loving and He waits for us. But let's get real and let's get underneath the grace of God to what we're talking about today. I don't want to be, and I don't think you want to be the kind of woman that I'm describing, where it's like God invites us and He waits for us because we don't have the trust in Him and the faith to do the thing that He's giving us as an invitation to do. Like for me, this has been at least my last 5 years. And when I say it's been my last 5 years, I mean, this has become a pattern until God broke this pattern, doing something pretty significant in me that I think I shared probably 4 episodes ago. If you're interested. But here's what the pattern was. God, I love you and I want to be used by you. And so, Lord, if you are looking for a woman to join you, I want you to know I'm here and all you have to do is bring it to me and I will do it. Then God does that. And He's like, babe, this is it. This is the vision. This is the thing I'm asking you to step into with me. And seriously, for 5 years, it's at this point that I have tried and tried to back away from vision. And I'm like, God, I can't. You don't want me. Just trust me on this. I will ruin it. Watch me. Like, can you just not ask me this time? And over this last, 9 months or so, I got so ridiculously tired, like sick and tired of seeing the repeat pattern of me backing away from the vision God was inviting me into, that finally I was like, God, whatever it takes for you to undo this thing in me, will you please? Because I want to be a woman filled with faith that is like, what, God? That's what you said. Okay, let's go, baby. Like I want to not run ahead of God, but be so content and joyfully in step with the Holy Spirit that no longer is it about me protecting me. I want to be a woman who goes wherever God takes me. And I know that's why you're listening and that's who you are too. We don't want to be women who throw fit because we don't trust God. So mistake number one is inflating the vision by pumping you, your ideas, your timeline, your expectations, and all of that into it. Mistake number two is backing away from the vision because we're so wrapped up in not God's vision, but me. So that leads us to mistake number three. And mistake number three is a little different. Mistake number three is the result of making mistake number one or mistake number two. So the third mistake women make is missing out on the next mini step to take. It's missing out on the mini step that God's given you, because here's how it works. God gives you a vision. He's like, let's take the example of Sarah, go do this. And she makes it this huge thing. So this mistake is easy to connect to number two, backing away from the vision, because it makes sense that if you convince yourself that you need to back away and avoid and dodge and pretend that God didn't show you vision, then honestly, it's no surprise that you are going to make mistake number three, and that is you're going to miss the next mini step to take. Those things go hand in hand. That's not rocket science. It's total logic, because you don't want a mini step to take if you're avoiding and dodging the vision God gave you. You don't want to exercise faith. You don't want to really join God, even though you do. What you really want is to self-protect. So you decline his invitation to join him, and therefore you choose to avoid and ignore the next mini step that God gives you. Total logic, right? It's easy to connect mistake number two about backing away from the vision with mistake number one, missing out on the next mini step. But connecting mistake number three and number one is a little more tricky. When you inflate the vision God gives you, and you make it bigger, and you place your interpretations and your assumptions and your imagination on the vision God gave you, here's the result. You've created a new vision that's typically much larger than what God originally gave you. Think Sarah and the cranberry orange muffins. She's going to miss the next mini step to take, because the next mini step doesn't match this giant new vision that she has created. Because you've inflated, you've enlarged the picture, it now seems too daunting and too grand and kind of impossible and seriously overwhelming. Now we don't even want to do it anymore. And you know what we tell ourselves when something seems really big to us? We tell ourselves that the next little step that we take has to be just as big as the picture we've built up in our minds. I'm going to say that again, because it's really important to catch this, because this is going to help us identify mistake number three. So when we've created this really enlarged vision that we think God gave us because we've inflated it, because that vision is so large in our imagination, we assume that the next step that we must take has to be just as big. Okay, so let me break it down. Let's take the example of Sarah and the orange muffins. She thinks her next step is to buy pounds and pounds of flour and cranberries. You know, the big, huge sacks of flour and little buckets or big buckets of cranberries. And really, before she can do that, she's like, I don't even have money to do that. Okay, I'm going to make a budget. And then she's like, shoot, I don't think that I could afford this. I'm going to have to start fundraising for the ingredients, because I'm going to need so many of them. And cranberries are expensive. And what if these people are gluten-free? That is super expensive. But remember the original vision that God gave her? Go take orange cranberry muffins and tissues to that house. The Holy Spirit's giving Sarah her next mini step to make muffins tonight. And Sarah automatically discounts that next mini step because it doesn't fit her grand and inflated vision. And so when we inflate the vision God gave us, we often miss the next mini step God has for us, because the mini step no longer fits the narrative of the grand vision. So these are three mistakes that I'm telling you, I have made them. Like, I feel like I wrote the book when it has come to these three mistakes women make about vision. Like, ask my friends over and over. But here's what I've learned. So let's say you've made some of these mistakes too. The question is, how do you correct course? Because what we'll do, and I really think that what the enemy wants to do is convince us that us going off course and making some mistakes when God gives us vision invalidates us as the vision receiver. And it almost reinforces these mistakes we've made. Like, shoot, now I can't even do that. That is so not true. So our next question to answer is, how do we correct course when we've messed up or made some mistakes with the vision that God's given us? It is so simple. I'm telling you, it's so simple. It always is with God when we've made mistakes and big blunders. You go to God and you come back to Him with the vision that He originally gave you. You go to Him with the vision that He originally gave you and you explain it to Him. And I mean, you tell Him, you explain to Him, I mean, play by play, God, I inflated this thing, or I backed away from it. And here are the reasons why. Here's what I was thinking. Here's what I always think about that. And God, I can't even see what my next mini step would be because I've so like made a mess of this. And you tell Him your mistake, like, God, I don't know why I added and enlarged and added more to the vision you gave me, but I did. Lord, forgive me for not trusting you enough to just receive what you gave me. Lord, I want to learn to trust you. And God, from this point, I'm going to do everything I know to wait and listen for you, not me. So therefore, God, how would you like me to proceed? And God, just so you know, whatever you say, I'm going to do it just like you're telling me. And this is what it looks like to step into the vision that God gave you with trust, with a mind set on obedience, with humility, with hope. So, my friends, I don't know where you're at with this whole vision thing. Maybe God has plopped vision right down in you and it is recent and fresh. And I want to say, if I were in your shoes, I'm telling you, I know exactly what my next mini step would be. It would be to listen to this podcast over again, asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, where might this be happening? And I can't see it. I need you, Holy Spirit, to open my eyes because I just want to be right and near to you. And maybe it's been like a long time. God gave you a vision and man, have you backed so far away from it that it feels like you kind of forgot it. But when you really think about it, it's like, I didn't forget about that. I know exactly what God showed me. I just don't have the courage, the faith, the whatever to take a next step in it. And I want to just tell you, sure you do. Sure you do. Why on earth would you not? And you know where you start? In that super simple spot of going back to God with the vision and explaining to Him the mistake you made. Because just like He's done with me so many times where I'm like, I'm backing away from the vision. I'm pretending that never happened. We're both on the same page about that, right? Like, God, I'm just going to screw that up. We're on the same page, right? And He's like, no, my page is always about redemption. My page is always about showing you I'm trustworthy. So if God gave you a vision a while ago, I want to just whisper to you, like, go right to Him with the vision and be like, I messed up. But you know what? I want to take another step. What's my next mini step, God? And He's going to show you. So that's it for today's episode on three mistakes women make when it comes to vision. But here's my question today. What was a thing that God wanted you to hear? And what does He want you to do with that? I'm seriously already excited for next week, and I can't wait to hang out with you then.